Incensing the Veil. John Singer Sargent arranged her, then painted her, originally in oil. Henry James wrote, "I know not who this stately Mohammedan may be, nor in what mysterious domestic or religious rite she may be engaged." Sargent later made a copy in watercolor, a medium some call fugitive for its risk of loss. It now hangs in the Blue Room at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The history of watercolor is linked to the history of paper. The history of paper is one of prisoners and fugitives. A veil is a fetal membrane. Women take the veil when they marry themselves to Christ. Some women must be veiled in public, while at home they are unwrapped like a gift every day, an everyday gift. Flashes of mysteries revealed. A woman accidentally lifting a nursing cover on a park bench. A child with a dress mid-twirl. A tear in a pair of jeans. Urine running down a leg. They say it's a veil of tears. Is it a veil of tears? At 20, I was in love with a man who covered me with a sheet during foreplay, preferring to see my body that way. I was offended and or turned on. Now at 40, I look away from myself. My friend's mother makes veils, long mantillas, short blushers, beaded bird cages, some speckled with hand-painted flowers and starred with crystals. She makes her living from the ritual of obfuscation, then revelation. My friend's mother used her as a model, so as a teenager, she pretended to be a bride, turning toward the camera, sometimes veiling her bright auburn hair, sometimes sitting at a vanity, her back to us, so we can see the gold comb her mother made, her face framed by the little tabletop mirror, her startled eyes catching our startled eyes. One day my daughter will force herself to cry, just so she can see how crying looks in the mirror. I did it. You did it too. Some mourners will obscure the mirror with a veil. Some artists will obscure the tableau with a mirror, because the perfection of incensing the veil is a ruse. Like a white column, the stately Mohammedan stands, embroidered by the smoke of her burning ambergris. She's a bride, if you want her to be, a holy woman. She's a secular witch, a pious esthetician. She's burning bile because it induces sex, because it clarifies the skin, because inside its fragrance she becomes the sperm whale. She burns her privacy for the viewer's pleasure. Obfuscation can be a blessing. Its raising can also be a blessing. Sargent had an affinity for watercolor. He liked the freedom from paid portraiture. He could capture people in places en plein air. Isabella Stewart Gardner is mummified by veils in Mrs. Gardner in White, another watercolor by Sargent. Her face seems to float above her disappeared body. She has just suffered a stroke and is on her way into the veil. Of watercolor, Sargent said, "Make the best of an emergency."